This is Dakota Datebook for March 12th. Anna Ingeldsrud was 18 years old when she worked as a waitress in Fairdale, North Dakota. 24-year-old Otto Weyberg courted her, determined to marry. Anna, however, did not return his affection. Weyberg became distraught upon learning Anna was seeing another man. On a January evening in 1907, Weyberg entered the restaurant and sat at a table. When Anna approached to take his order, he pulled out a revolver and fired at point-blank range. She fell to the floor, and there was momentary panic in the restaurant. Some of the patrons took Weyberg into custody, while others carried Anna into another room, and someone ran to get a doctor. It was too late. She was dead. Anna was well-known and well-liked. Outraged citizens talked lynching Weyberg, but law enforcement kept him under close guard, ensuring little chance of violence. North Dakota newspapers across the state published updates on the trial. On this date, in 1907, readers learned the defense planned to show that Weyberg was insane at the time of the shooting. Observers noted that this was likely to be the only argument offered in Weyberg's defense. The state and the defense both rested on March 15th, and the case went to the jury the following day. On the afternoon of March 17th, the jury returned a verdict of guilty, with a recommendation for life in prison. That was not the end of it. In 1910, Weyberg asked for the case to be reviewed, as he had new evidence. That request was denied, but that still wasn't the final word. In 1915, he received a reduction of sentence from life to 15 years. According to a newspaper article, clemency was recommended by several hundred citizens of Walsh County, including practically every citizen of the community in which the crime was committed. This included three members of the jury that convicted him. The victim's brother objected. He wrote a scathing letter to the court about the people who wanted to forgive his sister's killer. With time off for good behavior, Weyberg ended up serving 10 years in prison. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.